720WGNRadio.com. In studio with us, we are continuing with Rob Morrow. That was a soundbite from Billions. That was the restaurant scene when you were eating, right?
The duck scene.
The famous Peking Duck House.
The Peking
Chinatown, New York.
That we were talking about. Carlos Calvo. Carlos, you having a good time? Is this fun for you?
This is awesome.
Okay, just wanted to make sure you're having a good time. Carlos, is he lead guitar in the band, Rob?
Yes, absolutely.
Is this the rest of the band behind me?
Yeah, we have Carlos Costa. We have two CCs in the band. Carlos Costa is a great bass player.
C's.
We have Sam Aliano, who's an amazing drummer.
I knew he was
Where
the drummer.
Sam
the craziest
from?
Guy in the band is
Sam's
the drummer.
Sam's an Aussie.
He's an Aussie. I knew
he's
he was from.
He's nuts.
And we have one other guy, Jason Libs, who's he's flying in Sunday to play with us. He's a keyboards.
Tell me about the drummer. Why is the drummer always the craziest?
He uses all four limbs to do what he does.
There you go.
You're right.
Good answer.
You're welcome.
How do you guys get together? How does that happen?
What do you mean? How do we find each other?
Yeah.
Well, and basically, Carlos brought all these guys to us.
Tinder.
We were out a lot, just he and I playing. We go out with just acoustic guitars, and then as the music kind of got more sophisticated and needed more musicians, we started to put together different bands. And these guys we've been with now for a little bit, and it's just a great groove. We all just kind of fit right in. And
so do you have somebody booking you? How do you get to the eyes of the sky in Lisle, Illinois?
Yeah, we have, first of all,
Rob Evanoff is doing some publicity for us.
My guy Rob, who brought you in.
Exactly. Yes. And Casey Mansebo is our booker, and she's been booking us in different gigs. And we'll play anywhere.
So how long will you be out after this?
We're going home.
We're going home after this?
Yeah.
This is it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We're playing gigs in L.A. We played the Viper Room, the famous Viper Room.
I love the Viper Room.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's a great place.
I don't know if I've ever been in that place sober.
You start sober.
Why would
you? You start.
Right.
Okay.
So is it music first or acting first? What was your first love? And then how did you get here?
Drums was my first love. And at the core of everything I do is that rhythm. It comes down to everything. So that's where I first got into the idea of rhythm. And then acting came about in my teens. I love them all. There's something about expression that is essential to my nature. I have to express. And so the great thing about music is I can do it kind of autonomously. I can go in my room and play music and be almost as satisfied as I would playing it in front of an audience or with someone else. There's something about the vibrations and the way it physically affects you that is an amazing thing. So because I have this need to do stuff, having something that I can do autonomously is a gift, a great gift. I call it my salvation.
Tell me about Naked Angels, because Naked Angels, we have a connection here, but go ahead and tell everybody about it.
So Naked Angels is a theater company that I co-founded in the 80s with all these artists that have become household names now. Marissa Tomei and Matthew Broderick and Sarah Jessica and Gina Gershon and Kenny Lonergan, who just won an Academy Award last year, and Robbie Bates. The list is endless.
David Eigenberg.
Eigenberg's in
That's
there.
Our connection.
Is that your connection?
We know Dave.
Oh, I love that guy.
He's coming in
Monday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Give him a big kiss from me. I love that guy.
He's like, Rob's not going to remember me. He's not going to remember me.
What is he talking about? We've had so many good times.
I wanted him to call in. He's like, no, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no.
He's
here in town.
I'm doing Guilford Godfrey Dave Eigenberg.
Because he's here shooting, so his show's here.
Yeah, right. Chicago Fire.
So Pete stalks him.
Oh. We should have him come out. Tell him to come out on Sunday. Sunday.
We'll tell him.
He is. He lives in Bucktown with his family.
Yeah.
Two kids now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greatest guy. Sweetest guy. Love him.
He is a great dude. I was at, this is no joke, last week I'm at Home Depot and I'm rushing around Chicago. I stop at North Avenue Home Depot and I'm returning something. All of a sudden I hear, don't take that stuff back from that guy. And it's Eigenberg. He comes walking up to me. I'm like, dude, we got to have you in the studio again. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah.
So he's coming
nice
in.
To have him in. Carlos, we have a school of music. It's called Old Town School of Music here. You would absolutely dig this place because you're a teacher.
I am.
So I took guitar lessons there a million years ago, but you're in a group setting. But now I'm inspired to go back. If you have time, you should really go over there and check it out.
That's
or you
great.
Should be
That's
a guest
awesome.
Teacher. I Both of you guys like would really love that place. But if you're here.
So are you playing now? Do you play?
No, see how long my nails are? I can't play the guitar.
Yeah, you have to
I can play
down.
Jane Says, of course, right? That's exactly what I can play. But no, I can't. And then there you go. That's it. It's my song. Are you still doing anything with Project ALS?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the board, and I spend a lot of time trying to raise money and helping out and get the word out there, for sure. And there's
good for you.
Big breakthroughs coming. You know, this is a real great time for all kinds of any kind of neurodegenerative disease.
We share a passion for the neurodegenerative brain disease research, and so I saw that you were on the board of Project ALS. So I really, you know, thank you for spreading the word and your celebrity to do that, because people don't listen to me.
Yeah, it's a no brainer, no pun intended.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, it's just and the potential for cures is really kind of imminent. Imminent has a different definition in the medical science world, but it's still coming within our lifetimes. You know, that means Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and MS and all these diseases.
Yeah, and right. Movement disorder. I think they're all related. And there's a lot of good work going on here at Northwestern University, too,
yeah,
in their neurosciences department.
Well, good for you, because you have a platform as an actor. We have a platform being on the radio, and we do so much charity work. And Brian Bickle, I'm hosting his walk. Brian Bickle is the NHL star who was diagnosed with MS,
right.
Just retired.
Yeah.
And he's having a fundraiser this summer.
And the reason I'm involved with it is because Jennifer Estes, who started Project ALS, ran Naked Angels.
Right.
So all of us are, that's how it became such a big organization, because by the time she got sick, there was all these famous people involved. So we were able to kind of get a lot of attention and raise a lot of money fast.
Well, it's good that you're still involved. Sometimes people get involved, they do one event, and then they're gone.
Right.
This one is, you know, because she passed away, it's like, and she wanted me, I feel like I'm kind of helping her by being on the board, you know. It's
right.
Not like I have that much to contribute in terms of knowledge about any of this, but just to keep an eye on things.
For awareness.
Her. Yeah.
Your celebrity.
Yeah.
It all works.
Yeah, and just talking about it like we are right now.
Absolutely.
So people can help not only with Project ALS, but with any of the other organizations that help raise awareness for
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
When did you know that you made it? I wonder about that moment. Is it when you saw yourself on Northern Exposure, or you went to the grocery store? How does it work for Rob Morrow?
Northern was the big one. You know, I can't remember the moment, you know, when I was recognized or something like that. But the moment that always comes to mind for me was after I was flown out to LA for the screen test, and I did the screen test, and I remember it was in the basement of CBS Television City in this windowless room with these executives, and they started bringing girls in to read with me. Right, it was one other guy left, then he disappeared, and that was just me and all these girls, and Janine was the last one, and it kind of grooved. And as we leave, and we took the elevator up together, and I said, you know, it's you and me. And she kind of blew me off because she thought I was hitting on her.
You practiced that kissing scene and wasn't in the script.
I don't see this, Rob. But I got to my hotel, and I hadn't stayed in many hotels at that point, and it was this great hotel called the Mondrian on Sunset, and they get the call saying, I got the part. And unlike most television shows, they weren't just shooting a pilot. They were shooting 8 shows for the summer. So it was 8 shows off the bat. And I just jumped up and down for like a half an hour screaming, I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt. I'm out of debt. It's like in 1 second, my whole life changed.
Right.
And I was like, from then on, I haven't been in debt. And I was like, not a starving actor. So that was the big, big kind of moment.
Carlos, when did you know that you made it with Rob?
When the shorts were around the ankles. This is morning. It's terrible. I can't believe I took it there.
Oh, my God.
You did. You dragged it in the dirt.
All these innuendos.
I thought you were a good guy, too. Damn it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
This is the transition into a song right now.
Rob is...
That is. That's a good lyric for a song.
You know what it is? I'm too comfortable because of Rob. Rob is just... He's as easygoing as he seems. When you go to his house, it's just like hanging out at your buddy's house. It's not, you know... It's not what you think of or expect from most celebrities and actors. You know, it's very chill, and you're just hanging out and screaming at the news.
I can always tell.
That's what he's doing.
I can always tell when we have a good guest when I walk in the green room to grab the guest, because I don't want the producer to do it. I just want to show my face and just see how you guys react. And everybody was smiling, having a good time.
Yeah.
And you got up, Rob. You got up right away, and Carlos, you got up. So as I'm like, okay, these guys are going to be good.
Yeah,
and we're thrilled. We're thrilled to have you here.
Yeah.
I mean, what a treat for us.
Well, thank you. You guys are sweet.
Thanks.
We're good people, aren't we?
You're good.
We
really
are. Nice, aren't we?
We're gonna take a break.
People,
we're gonna take a break, and you guys are gonna do 2 songs.
We're actually gonna play a song for you.
You should.
You can sing.
I've got my nail clipper over here. I'm going to cut your nails and get you going.
I don't have enough calluses built up.
Rob Morrow, Carlos Calvo in studio. Carlos Calvo. That is a great name. That's your real name?
Isn't that crazy?
What's your middle name?
Oh, man, really?
Yes.
Raymond.
Whoa.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, but, you know,
I like it.
When you're Raymond. Hispanic, they always try to anglicize your name.
Yeah.
My dad's first name, and no one wants to hear this story. My dad's first name was Ramiro.
Okay.
Everyone called him Ray in the United States. Here, you know, he's an immigrant.
Right.
And so my middle name was supposed to be Ramiro, and they anglicized it. And they
made it Raymond.
What's well, so after your dad? That's beautiful.
Carlos Calvo.
It's
Rob Morrow. They'll be appearing at the Eyes of the Sky Festival this weekend. Let's take a break, and they'll come back and play for us. It's 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com in studio with us, Rob Morrow and Carlos Calvo. They'll be appearing at the Eyes of the Sky Festival on Sunday. That was from the People versus O.J. Simpson. And when I heard that David Schwimmer was going to play Robert Kardashian, I'm like, no way. After the first episode, he sucked me in. He was so,
so good. Perfectly cast. They're genius in casting. I mean, they were just, everyone was perfectly cast. And Schwimmer was terrific.
Wow. Chicago guy. Still does theater, comes back, does charity work here. He's a good dude.
Sweetest guy. Yeah. We had a fun, it was a fun set to hang around. I would have my guitar out all the time. We'd be playing Travolta. Everyone was just fun.
Can Travolta sing?
Oh, yeah.
We have the same chin, by the way. I don't know if you noticed
that.
You do.
You have a Travolta chin.
I have more hair than him all over my body.
When I was a kid.
I do.
Do you know, Travolta's the, I don't know about the reason, but the catalyst for me becoming an actor was when I saw the movie Grease, I had this epiphany, and I was like, I could do that. And so then to work with him, just like the story with Jack, was so cool. But I used to walk around when I was in high school, like this, seeing if I could get
Kirk Douglas.
But it would last for like 30 seconds.
Chin,
I
mean, look, together.
Look at that. Hold on a second. Okay, tell us about this next song.
I'm not going to tell you about it. It's called New Face, and then I could tell you after about it.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. All right. Can you give me a test here? I'll see if I get there. Oh, there's the reverb. Nice. Okay.
There I'll take some. Yeah.
That's good.
When you were young and sweet, you used to love to sing and play. Wherever you and your laughter would ring out all day. I never knew what happened when you had to go inside. Something said enough times to make you run and hide. Yeah, that's the new face. La, la, la. The new face. La. Taking your place. I can't find you anymore. You blend right into a crowded field. They all look the same, thinking it's the power that they wield. What has happened that makes us give up on ourselves? Things that make us special get lost in the game. Yeah, that's the new face. La, la, la. The new face. La, la, la. Has taken your place. Da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da do. Da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da da dee da dee. Da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da do. Da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da ba dee da do. Yeah, that's the new taking your place.
Nice.
Yeah. We want more. We want more.
You know, I loved both of you when you came in. Now I'm starting to hate Rob because you're such a good singer.
You're sweet. Thank you.
God, man.
I mean, you're not. You're just singing. Yeah. There's nothing. Nothing is helping.
Both
you.
Of
you're
you.
Just
I mean, Carlos
it.
Is just. You're just a great guitar player. Everything just comes very easy. That's the way it should be. I mean, we've seen people come in here and they struggle.
Yeah.
They really do.
No, I think that's the best part of it is the kind of simpaticoness of it and the inevitable. We just seem to groove.
Simpatico. I love that term.
My favorite thing is you just high-fived after the song, which was like the best part of the whole thing. You're like, yeah, we just did it.
This is great.
It sounded great.
This is a new song, so we just kind of, you know, we haven't played it out that much.
Well, wait, so let's say this. You're in Lisle tonight, or Sunday, excuse me. People want to get your music. How do we do that?
We have a bunch of stuff on iTunes and YouTube, but we don't have a proper album. So a lot of the stuff we have on iTunes is really good demos.
Coming soon,
we have a lot of we're recording some stuff, and we'll be putting out something.
And there's a new Facebook Rob Morrow Band Facebook page.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm imagining everybody leaving town today. They're listening to music in their car, and that sounds like a song that I'd want to cruise and listen
that's
to.
That's a great tune.
That one's not up yet. We just recorded it, but that's coming out soon. But that'll be on iTunes probably within 3 weeks. And then there's other stuff up on iTunes for sure, and more stuff coming all the time.
Cool.
So what do you guys do for the next 2 days? You got Friday and Saturday. They're free.
We're going to have some fun.
We're going to the Triangle tonight.
Oh, yes.
You're going to the Viagra Triangle?
See, there's person really? Number four.
I didn't say it.
I brought my Dwayne Reed card, and then we're going to...
Which is Walgreens, which people in the Midwest don't really know. Oh, okay. Yes. Dwayne Reed is a drugstore. Right. Funny.
And so, you said somebody on the plane told you about the Viagra Triangle.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started. And ever since, everyone keeps saying, that's where you're going for dinner.
We have a triangle in Los Angeles, too, but it's more like the facelift triangle.
Jane, where do we send them? Where do we send them
tonight? Well, they're going to Gibson's.
Okay, going to Gibson's.
Chicago Cut is always great. Gibson's is great.
What's
that's
the Chicago Cut?
Chicago Cut is fantastic.
Chicago Cut's
our
buddy. Yeah.
Tomorrow, we don't know what we're doing tomorrow. We have kind of the day tomorrow to do whatever we want. So
you know, there's
a Cubs game?
They're in Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're out of town.
White Sox?
By the way, the Dead and Company are in town.
I saw them last week
at Wrigley.
I saw them in L.A.
Did you really?
It's so great. It's so worth seeing. With John Mayer.
I looked at the set list. I got offered a ticket for tonight. I'm like,
you should go.
You got to do it.
I mean,
you got to go. It's so great.
I couldn't blow off my wife again. We're going to
bring your wife.
Yeah. Get another ticket.
No, my wife has no time for the Dead and Company. Yeah, I'll bring my 11-year-old. Dad, what's that smell? Don't worry about it. Keep walking, kid. Let's go. Let's make it happen. But the great thing about Chicago in the summertime, there's a street fest everywhere.
Right.
And we'll give you the,
friend told us that, too.
You can go everywhere, hear live music. You can eat street food. That's how you experience Chicago.
Yeah.
And there's tons. We'll find a few for you.
Yeah, and not to mention, Chicago is Chicago. So there's never a lack of things to do or things to eat and places to see.
We're not worried. We feel like the day we're going to find some trouble somehow.
Yeah.
Have you guys spent time here, Carlos?
It's been a long time. I've been here twice on like small promotional tours with some artists.
Okay.
Only in February.
Oh,
that's the very worst month to come to Chicago. Nobody goes out.
See, he got a good deal on a plane.
Very good deal.
We got booked at this place and no one showed.
I'm happy to be here.
Old Town School of Music.
Yeah. Cool. Old Town School of Music.
Yeah, in Lincoln Square.
And we're going to go to the
Music Exchange.
Chicago Music Exchange. I've always wanted to check out.
On Lincoln Avenue.
Exactly.
It's right around the corner from my house.
Is it great?
I'll give you the key. You can stay at my house this weekend. That'll be nice. Can we do we do one quick one before you guys go?
Yeah,
is that cool?
Totally. Thank you.
Oh, wow. Guitar teacher. It's not my guitar.
Three.
Here he comes once again, walking home alone. Cold winter wind falling promises to unfold. And neon signs that play like music of chances blown. He likes to think that tomorrow he can sell his soul. She likes to think that you'll find her man after many rounds. As the crowd thins and the last call bell rings, one more drink to fill them holes between them sounds. She heads for the door as the college boy sings. When all you do is what you did, what you get is what you got. When all the love you tossed away beats in all them hearts that you forgot. When all you do is what you did, what you get is what you got. When all the love you tossed away beats in all them hearts that you forgot. You're going down that same hole spinning. Days are taking their toll, worrying. Have a role praying, yeah. Deep in your soul, knowing. They meet again in a church on the basement floor. All the sinners come together to share their load. He takes her in across the room and he feels her shame. She knows it's time to give it up and take the higher road. When all you do is what you did, what you get is what you got. When all the love you tossed away beats in all them hearts that you forgot. When all you do is what you did and what you get is what you got. When all the love you tossed away beats in all them all you do.
God, you guys are
so
good.
Good.
Thanks.
Sunday night.
About a bunch of, I used to go to, when I was 15, I started going to this local bar where we would have fake ID in Westchester, New York. And there were all these guys that were about 10, 15 years older than me that had come out of the same school and were still hanging out at that bar. And this song about some of those people.
Right. I've never gone to a bar with a fake ID.
Oh, really?
I was just going to say, your music gives you a visual right away. That's how you can tell it's a great tune.
Cool.
Seriously, nice. I went right to that bar as soon as you started singing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm at Rocky's in Peoria.
Yeah, exactly.
I really want to do a little short movie video of, because I just think it would be so evocative.
I'm going to that bar after this.
I'm going with you.
And those guys, you'll have to go back to your high school days or those days with those guys and go, hey, by the way, you're in my song.
Yeah, you're still there. Carlos, where can people find you on social media?
CarlosCalvo.com. Or The Carlos Calvo on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Okay. And Rob Morrow, besides Billions. When does Billions pick up again on Showtime?
Well,
you just ended.
Shooting, in July. It starts airing probably February. What else? Designated Survivor I've been doing.
Okay.
A show called Sun Records I've been doing, playing Leonard Chess, actually, of Chess Records.
You're kidding.
Cool.
Yeah, it's actually a good show. It was on CMT. I think it may be on Amazon now.
Chess Records originated here in Chicago.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great story about, you know, the whole Sun Records.
Where can I find that?
That's on CMT. You can watch it now. I'm streaming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The People versus O.J. Simpson, you can get on demand.
Yeah.
It's there.
Yeah.
Barry Scheck. And you can look at the pictures that we post on our Facebook page of Rob's hair and then check him out as Barry Scheck. Is that a wig or is that your hair?
It's
just
my hair. People
okay.
They always say, oh, it was that terrible wig you were wearing.
That's my head.
That's my hair. Guys, thank you for coming in
you
Sunday.
Guys are so great. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
For the generosity and the
mega
hospitality.
Awesome.
What time do you go on stage? On Sunday.
6:15.
Yeah. Hey, I may be back in town.
6:45.
We should go before
I may
Monday.
Be back in town,
oh,
guys.
Check us out.
Hanging out in Lyle.
Cool. Pete, we can do that, and then we're on the air the next morning to talk about it.
There you go.
Come back on Monday. We need a guest at 5:20 a.m.
Yep.
See you there.
Sam wants to come.
Drummer wants to come in.
EyesToTheSkies.org. Rob Morrow, Carlos Calvo, thank you for coming in. It's 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. 720 WGN, WGNRadio.com. That was Mike Madigan. Yes. In studio with us is Rick Pearson, the political writer for the Chicago Tribune. I want to call you the chief political writer because you've been doing it for how many years?
Do you really have to go there, please? Please.
I love you. I don't know how you put up with this stuff in Springfield.
Ouch.
I haven't heard Mike Madigan speak in a long, long time. When I saw him on TV last night, I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot what his voice sounded like.
Well, I mean, we're at crunch time, and it's time for the leaders to speak.
So he introduces a budget today.
It was unveiled yesterday.
Yesterday.
Actually.
How come we didn't see one early in the week on Monday?
Because I think there were still negotiations going on some of the off-budget items, and it was a matter to see, really, you know, even we had this vote today on an amendment, which is the House Democratic budget,
right,
which passed with bipartisan support. Actually, it was adopted. The budget was it was an amendment, so it was adopted. It has to be voted on in full tomorrow. But it passed 90-25 as an amendment now. The full House will have to vote on it tomorrow. This was seen as kind of a let's take a temperature on each side and see if there's good faith to continue negotiating the non-budget items. And that's where the real hang-up is. Also, merely voting for a budget at this stage, everybody can go home and say they voted for a budget.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's going to become law.
Right.
And also, we don't have the money to fund that budget.
So you're in studio right now. You're talking to your people in Springfield. What's going on? Are they in meetings or are they not even talking?
No, there are meetings going on, but very select meetings, a select group of legislators are meeting. And so, I mean, we've seen some good faith signals going on.
Is the governor in these meetings?
No.
And why not?
Because the
governor...
Does
that send a message that he's not going to budge on anything?
No, I don't think so. But the fact of the matter is that he's largely decided for his style of governing not to sit down. I mean, every time there's a leaders meeting that we've... And frankly, we just started this past week having leaders meetings.
Right.
Rauner's not part of that, which runs counter to the way things used to be done, where it was the governor and the four tops, as they used to know it. That was the four top legislative leaders.
You've seen this for years. You've seen governors sit in with the top guys and top women, men and women. And when Rauner doesn't do it, what comes to your head?
Well, I think it's a weird way of governing, quite frankly. I mean, it's...
To me, as an outsider, it tells me that he's not going to give on anything.
I think I think we're seeing some good signs. One is because of the fact that Rauner has used his personal wealth to fund Republican candidates and Republican lawmakers, there's a certain amount of loyalty that's built up there. As much as Republicans castigate Mike Madigan for being the boss and Madigan's use of campaign money to dole out to supportive Democrats, Rauner's doing the same on the Republican side.
Right.
But in the show of good faith, one, you have the adoption of this amendment, 90-25, strong bipartisan vote. That signals that Rauner wanted it to happen. Otherwise, he would have put a brick on it. No Republicans would have gone there. Second, Illinois State GOP this morning put out a web ad attacking Madigan. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, where's the good faith in that? They actually took the ad down.
They did.
They did.
Okay.
There was a Democratic group, Do Your Job, Inc., which was attacking Rauner. They were supposed to have a press conference and unveil a new ad today. They canceled the press conference.
Okay.
So we are seeing a little bit
of progress.
Progress here. But we have a long, long way to go before anybody thinks we're really there.
Even if they make a decision, they come to an agreement tonight by midnight, there's still a long way to go.
Well, in fact, they really can't. Yeah. I mean, after the adoption of this amendment, Speaker Madigan sent a letter to the credit rating agencies saying, hey, see, we're working. We're trying to do something here.
Give us a little more time.
Give us some time.
How much time do they give them?
That's a good question. They don't have to give them any time. I mean, they've been warned.
Right.
They've been warned.
But, I mean, this has been going on a long time, almost 3 years. But hasn't this trouble with the state, I mean, doesn't that go all the way back to, like, the mid-90s?
Oh, certainly. I mean, you know, there's a lot of mistakes along the
right,
way.
Right, exactly.
I mean, you're looking at an unfunded pension liability in the state for state employees and teachers, $130 billion. Part of what exacerbated that goes back decades ago when inflation was high and they decided to make an automatic 3% cost of living increase on pensions.
Which is ridiculous. Have they capped that yet?
You can't. It's
we pay for it.
Well, but the Illinois Supreme Court and the Constitution has a pretty solid guarantee that pensions are a contract and they can't be diminished or impaired
forever.
And what the courts have ruled previously is
so every year it goes up 3%.
Right. The courts have ruled previously that the conditions when you're the day you're employed, that's the condition, that's part of the guarantee, that's part of the promise that exists.
So if I'm a person that worked 20 years for the state,
right,
and I retired in 2000, here we are 17 years later, right, every year I've had a 3% increase.
Correct. Compounded cost of living adjustment.
It's crazy.
Now, that does not exist for employees hired after 2011. That right. was eliminated, and state pensions were changed then. But you can't do it to people that are working now. You can't do it to retirees that are collecting their pension.
But even though we're hoping for a fix, we're hoping for a resolution, it hasn't gotten better. Is it ever really going to get better? If you say, okay, we won't hear anything tonight, maybe not Tuesday, maybe middle of July, when does it start turning around?
Well, frankly, before you get to turnaround, it's stabilized.
Okay, so when is it stabilized?
Well, if we get a budget, that's the first stage of stabilization, okay? Because it's been unstable, and that's why we've had repeated credit downgrades. That's why we're facing junk bond status right now. Plus, you have the fraying of the social safety net. We're not going to... I mean,
that's a great question. How long is it going to take to get out from underwater?
It'll take decades.
It really is.
You look at the history of
this. This happens in the next week.
Well, it will take decades. I mean, just to be honest with you, it will take decades. I mean, there was talk of trying to make an income tax increase from 3.75 to 4.95 to make that temporary. No, it's the House and Senate Democrats say it's got to be permanent. And quite frankly, if the 2011 tax increase had not been allowed to phase down from 5% to the current 3.75, we probably wouldn't be in a lot of this mess we're in right now. I mean, the loss of revenue of that, $3 billion right there, we're overspending by $8 billion right now under all of these court orders that we're under.
We need to cut somewhere. Nobody wants to cut, but we need to cut.
You got to cut, but you got to catch up. I mean,
I understand.
I'm looking for a silver lining. I'm looking for something for all of us to hold on to.
Well, we got to pass the budget, and then that'll start the upswing.
We're saying decades.
Well, right. But it took decades.
This state's in the toilet.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a swirling downward of our whole financial stability. Mm-hmm. And, as I've said earlier, it's not just Illinois, but it's all of the local governments and school districts are a creature of state government. They all take a hit as well.
Right.
It took us decades to get into this mess. It's going to take us decades to get out. And you've heard that term about kicking the can down the road.
Yep.
There ain't no more road left. We're at the dead end.
Right.
I love
this
state.
That's the scary part.
I've never moved from this state, and I said I would never move from the state. I grew up in Peoria. I worked in Rockford. I came to Chicago. And that was it. And I've seen, I visit these cities on a regular basis, and I look at Peoria and I think, okay, not bad. But I go to Rockford, and Rockford's just, as the economy goes, Rockford is way below it.
Well, in Rockford, I mean, I worked in Rockford in the mid-80s, and you go back there now, and quite frankly, you wonder if it wasn't for that huge airport and the parcel hub that airport has become.
Right.
You've lost let's face it, Rockford was, its reputation was screw capital
it was.
Of the world.
It was screw capital of the world because they made nuts and bolts and screws.
Yeah, right.
Fine machinery. Those jobs are all robotic, automated, or overseas. Mm-hmm. They're gone. Aeronautics, they're still pretty strong on. That's their last kind of big, major kind of industry that sustains Rockford.
Right.
But, yeah, you look at that city, and it's a great city.
When
great
did you work in Rockford?
In the mid-80s, from 80...
For the paper? 80, the Register
Register Star, yes.
You're kidding.
No.
You missed him by how? Not much.
I. When did I move to Rockford? 92.
Yeah. See, I was 85 to about 88.
We just missed each other. Where'd you live in Rockford?
On the northwest side.
Okay.
It was known as God's Corner because there were three churches near Rock Valley Community College.
Oh, okay.
And,
sure.
Yes, and no, it was a
there's a church on every corner in Rockford.
I haven't been to Rock Vegas.
And these were mega churches. I mean, they were like huge churches,
right?
Pat Robertson, when he was campaigning for president, appeared at one of them in the '88 campaign.
Oh, right. Okay.
And just a fascinating city.
I mean, Rockford. Peoria has Caterpillar. I feel like Rockford. I have such a soft spot in my heart for that city because I just feel like they need help there.
Yeah.
They need it.
Well, but what you're seeing there is commonplace throughout the rest of Illinois.
Yeah.
And, you know, people talk about, you know, well, we need to rebuild the manufacturing. And I've talked to Greg Bays, the head of the Manufacturers Association. I mean, he knows his stuff. There are skilled jobs available, but people don't avail themselves of it. That's why you have community colleges doing partnerships to try to, you know, help people in that direction. But at the same time, what we think of the mega manufacturing is really going the way of the dinosaur.
Right.
Because of automation, robotics,
right,
and digitalization.
But also, too, aren't those big companies, not only are they going automatic, but they're moving out of state.
Well, you have a combination of that, too. I mean, frankly, when I talk about stabilization, you know, the business community, the business environment in this state is horrible, primarily because of that uncertainty. Mm-hmm. Look, you know, all kinds of taxes are happening, are going to go up. All they want is some kind of certainty.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can budget from that how businesses work. But given that uncertainty, I mean, you know, we bring it closer to home. You got the Cook County Soda Pop tax supposed to take
effect. Wait, hold that thought.
Saturday.
I'm going to take a break. I'm going to keep you another 10 minutes, okay? Can you stick around? Five minutes?
Springfield is calling.
All right, quick break. Back with Rick Pearson. We're going to talk about the pop tax, and I want to talk to you about the president's tweets. And we'll do that, and I'll get you out of here
so you can
talk Springfield. It's 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. 720 WGN and WGNradio.com. Pete McMurray, Jane Monzuris, Rick Pearson from the Chicago Tribune. Also, the Sunday Spin, 7 a.m. Sundays on 720 WGN. We talked about commercials before the break. We just looked up at the monitor in the studio, and there was a commercial bashing Madigan.
Right.
They haven't stopped.
Well, right. This is the governor's own campaign fund. Those are his
re-election. So if you're Mike Madigan, and I know Mike has been around forever, and he's the last of the power people in the United States, and he needs to get out, but if you're Mike Madigan and you see these commercials, why would you want to negotiate with the governor knowing that if you hold out, even though there's going to be backlash, you're going to bring in your own guy as governor?
Well, that's been the argument all along, is if you really want to have negotiations with somebody and then you spend $1 million a week running TV ads to bash them,
right,
what's the certainty of negotiations? The governor says, oh, well, that's the politics is everybody plays politics. We're dealing with policy here. And the fact is, it's your reelection, it's your money, and in the same way that the unions have been, you know, funding Democratic campaigns.
Sure. So, the beverage tax, the pop tax in Cook County, is it going to happen or are we going to see a reprieve?
Well, we're going to have to see what the court decides. We're waiting
That's
for a
today,
court ruling this afternoon on that. But obviously, you have the beverage industry is mobilized on this. They're the ones that filed suit. And frankly, you go to any grocery store, you know, in Cook County, you're going to see the soda pop aisle just dotted with posters about how that 12-pack of Diet Coke or whatever is going to cost you $1.44.
I didn't.
You got to sign the petition. You can go online and sign it, too. Definitely.
Okay.
What else? I know you got to get to a meeting. Are you happy to see Saad back?
I am, actually.
Rick's a huge hockey fan. I like to talk hockey at the end.
Yes. I'm very happy. I feel bad about
Chalmerson
because
that's a tough one.
He's the best shot blocker in the NHL. There's no doubt about it, and that's what made the Blackhawks' defense as good as it was. And I think losing him is really going to hurt the defense. And defense is, frankly, I thought was one of the lacking points last season versus, you know, the previous seasons. So
I know they talk about Saad playing with Taves, but seeing Panarin playing with Kaner, I mean, they were so in sync.
Yeah, but one thing about Kaner is I think I could even play and he would
hold on.
And
hold
he would and he would no I mean okay. he's so good I think he can play with just about anybody.
Okay, I
but
get
really
that.
The whole thing comes down to how does the loss of Hossa really affect this team, and that I think is, even with the trades, I think that's the most stunning factor to consider.
That's a whole other 20-minute segment.
Who do you have on Sunday
segment? I have Illinois State Comptroller Susana Mendoza. And
okay.
So we'll be discussing whatever proceeds through this weekend and where that leaves her as she tries to figure out who gets paid and who doesn't get paid.
Christine Redonio made the announcement yesterday. I read it on your Twitter. And you need to follow Rick at Rap30 on Twitter. It's great. And you'll keep us updated all weekend long. And you're working all weekend long.
We'll be working all weekend long.
You know, I love you. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thanks guys.
Bye.
Rick Pearson. I mean, he is just the best, isn't he?
I could talk for an hour because I'm learning so much.
Well, it just he puts it in layman's terms so that everybody can understand.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be interesting. He told us earlier today that he doesn't see anything happening today, tomorrow, probably by maybe next Wednesday.
Yeah, he said mid-July, because you said next Wednesday. He said mid-July.
Was that me? Yes.
Yeah, you want to believe next Wednesday. But what worries me the most is what he just said earlier, moments ago. It's decades.
I know.
I'm
so glad you asked that question, because it's true. Because if we get a budget passed, we're so underwater right now.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take us? At least 20 years to get out of this.
Well, it took us 20 years to get into it, or even longer. So I just hope that they can. I mean, I'm always about the silver lining. I want something. I want a glimmer of hope. I want to look to something positive.
Right.
And I don't feel like I'm getting any of that.
No. And when you see these commercials on TV.
So I don't like to talk about it.
Okay. I'm Pete McMurray. She's Jane Monzuris. You guys have a very safe and happy 4th. We'll be back here for Steve Cochran at 5 a.m. on Monday morning.
I'll be back tomorrow morning with the lovely Andrea Darlis.
What time?
10 a.m., 10 to noon.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all right.
It'll be a great show. Thanks, Pete.
Have a great weekend. It's 720 WGN and WGNradio.com.